Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Give willingly and to give without a grudge.
grudge or without an attitude. And truly we know that it was a blessed event. The Lord blessed. We had beautiful weather yesterday, and so many people came out and were walking away with clothes that they needed, just household items and appliances, just whatever they saw that they had a need or a use for, they were able to take it, and there was no price or no charge to it. So we thank God today that there are still some sincere and caring people in the world who are willing to give of themselves and not expect anything in return. Of course, we know that's what it's all about. It's about those kingdom principles where you're willing to give of yourself and not expect anything in return. And as we know, the Word of God always teaches us it's more of a blessing in your giving than it is in your receiving. And the Word also tells us that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So when you can give something and give it with a smile and give it with the love of God, that is the most important thing. And truly, we thank God for that. And also, we just wanted to thank everybody who came out for the Family and Friends Day this morning at the Heart of God Baptist Church at that 9:30 a.m. service. We know that Pastor Kason did a magnificent job. I had an opportunity to speak with him in between services today, and he even shared a few words. And many folks who came out to the free day yesterday, she kept their promise, and they came to the Family and Friends Day this morning for their 9:30 service. So truly, we're thankful for all of the great efforts that are taking place. And, of course, we know that when the church opens up their doors and they look to seek to be a blessing in the community, then we all become blessed. We all are able to see the hand of God moving. So we thank God for the great events. Of course, we know that we are just getting started with the Pastor's Aid Community Development. And like I said, we are just getting started, and we know that we have many great more events that are coming up on the way. And so truly, we know that God is getting ready to bless and bust the doors wide open, and we are excited about that. While I'm here this evening, I also want to give a shout-out to my home church, New Birth Baptist Church, Uptown Northwest, with Pastor William Gregory. Is our fine leader, and we thank God for him. And truly, we had a blessed day today. We had Pastor James Evans, amen, a man with a very popular name, but he has a very, very unusual but powerful ministry. He's the pastor, he's the elder of Rescue Cathedral, which is in Tacoma Park, Maryland, and we thank God for him that he came by and blessed us on our Youth Sunday. So we thank God for him for coming and preaching and praying, prophesying, and just letting God use him. And we thank everybody for just having an open heart and spirit today to be receptive of the great work that took place this morning at New Birth Baptist Church. And also, we do want to give another shout-out to my brother's keeper. Amen. We thank God for them as well for coming out on Friday night and ministering unto the Heart of God. Amen. As people were coming back in and passing out flyers in the community, they are a blessed group of young brothers, and we know that God has great things in store for them, and we just want to encourage them to keep them lifted up and remember to stay humble and stay strong in God, and remember that the more you allow yourself to be used by him, the more blessings he's going to restore upon you. He's going to add to your kingdom, which means that not only is he going to give you musical talents, but he's going to add to those talents. So we thank God for those young brothers and their willingness to come to minister and music. I want to let you all know that this upcoming Saturday at the New Birth Baptist Church, starting at 9 a.m., that's 1200 Kirby Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. We are right off of New York Avenue in between 1st Street and New Jersey Avenue. There's Kirby Street. And we will be having a car wash going on Saturday. We're going to start about 9 a.m. And so if you want to get your car cleaned up, amen, for the holiday weekend, amen, you want to get a good shine and get some good wax on your car and clean up your wheels and your rims, we encourage you all to come out to the New Birth Baptist Church on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. is when we'll be starting. And hopefully we'll be out there till approximately 1 or 2 o'clock. And so we're encouraging each and everybody to come out and be blessed. And also we want to let you all know that also on that following Sunday, amen, at 3 o'clock p.m., the young ladies at Newburgh Baptist Church, the Lion of Judah, which is our dance ministry, will be having their annual day. And they have various dance ministries as well as mind ministry that will be coming out on that day to render praises unto God. So we're excited about that day, and we're looking forward to everybody who is able to come out on that day at 3 o'clock p.m. at the Newburgh Baptist Church. So this weekend, we're going to call it a Newburgh Weekend. Amen. Newburgh Weekend. So you can come out and get your car washed on Saturday. And if you don't have anything going on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, you can come out and be blessed by the Lion of Judah as well as various other dance and mime ministries. So we thank God for that. Just wanted to let you all know tonight that if you are listening and you want to call in, don't forget that our number is 347-324-5569. And, of course, if you want to drop us a message on Twitter, amen, you can reach us at PACBC316. For those of you who are just joining in, just to let you know that Rev B is riding shotgun tonight. I'm riding solo. I'm on a solo mission. So Rev B is riding solo for a few minutes. Pastor C is out preaching this afternoon at Power Ministries. I believe the service started at 4 o'clock, so hopefully they'll be wrapping up soon, and he'll want to call in and join us in a little bit. But until that, yours truly is going to try to hold it down the best that he can. And, of course, if you do desire to call in, please do so. If you have something you want to say, have any comments, any questions, anything on your mind, please do so. But we do want you all to feel free to call in tonight. Just wanted to share with you for a few minutes tonight just about the power of our ministry. And one thing that we must realize is that one person can make a difference. On yesterday, Pastor C and I spoke in length about how one lady came to the free day yesterday, and she was able to take some suits and some clothes, and she was going to take those clothes to her home back in West Africa. Amen. And so we see how just by one person giving, how that blessing has not only gone locally, but it's gone internationally. So we don't ever want to take for granted that we can't make a difference in this world, because even just the little things that we do in our giving can go a very long way. So people that gave on yesterday, it is a beautiful thing to see how that which you gave is now going to go across seas into other continents and other parts of the world, and folks are going to be blessed by your gift. And what we call that is, we like to call that how God empowers what we have. And sometimes we feel that we don't have a lot to give, but the thing we must realize is that if you give it in the right manner, if you give it in the right frame of mind, that God is going to bless it. And not only is he going to bless it, but he's going to empower it, which means that he's going to make it be more than what we intended it for it to be. A prime example would just be how the young lad who came with his 5 barley loaves and 2 pieces of fish, he had enough just to feed himself. But in fact, he gave it to Christ, and Christ was able to bless it. And when Christ blesses the things that we give, he multiplies it so that our small contribution can go a long way and feed thousands of people, or can clothe thousands of people, or can heal thousands of people. And it's not what we give, but we must remember it's the manner in which we give, because we know that when we don't give in the right manner, God can't bless it. We often talk about Cain and Abel, and the reason why Cain killed Abel was because he was jealous that God accepted his brother's sacrifice but didn't accept his, and the main reason was because it was not what he gave, but it was in the manner in which he gave it. So we must realize that we often may not have much to give, but that which we give, we should give with an open heart, open mind. We should give in a spirit that says, I'm going to give God the very best that I have, even though it may not add up to be much. But I know that once God gets his hands on it, that he's going to bless it. He's going to shake it down, press it together, and run it over. Amen. And he's going to take it, and he's going to allow it to grow and to be a blessing to an entire community, an entire nation, entire country, an entire world. So we see that even on yesterday, amen, that folks who came out for the free day, amen, were willing to give, and those blessings are now going international. They're going global, going to parts of Africa, places that we have never seen or never could imagine that would ever be reached. But you would be surprised how if you plant one seed, you allow that plant, that seed to grow and to fully bloom into a plant, that it can go a very, very long way. But the one thing we must realize is that we can never, ever get frustrated and get upset in what we do for Christ. The Bible teaches us that we should never be weary in well-doing, which means that you should never get to a point in time in your life where you don't want to do right by people, where you don't want to love one another, where you don't want to help your fellow brother and sister out. Because we should always exhibit the love of God at all times. Even when we personally may have our own trials and our tribulations, we still should have so much love of God in our hearts and our minds that it supersedes whatever it is that we're going through, that we're able to still love in spite of, that we're still able to pray for folks in spite of what we're going through. And that's what it's all about. God wants Christians who are able to persevere, people who are able to press their way even when the chips are down, and even when you've got situations and circumstances in your life that you don't know where the answers are coming from, you don't have a sense of direction, but you have enough faith in God to say, even when I'm at my lowest, I still have enough love in my heart to serve God. And I know that the best way I can serve God is by being a blessing to somebody else. So we thank God for all of those who continue to hold up the bloodstained banner, as we like to call it. We lift up that name of Jesus Christ, and we continue to carry our banners and to let people know that we are not ashamed of what we do and who we are, but that we want to continue to let our light shine so that others might see our good works, continue to glorify our Father in heaven. So we thank God for everyone who was able to come out to the Heart of God on Friday, Saturday, and this morning for the Family and Friends Day. We hope that you all were truly blessed. We thank God for you, and we want to just all let you all know to continue to be encouraged, continue never to be weary in your well-doing, but know that as long as you continue to press your way, continue to press toward that high mark and that high calling in Jesus Christ, that he is going to see you through. And we know that God takes ordinary people, and he's able to do extraordinary things. We must realize that we don't have to know everything. We don't have to have the answer to all of the problems. But if we just trust God and let God use us for his glory, that he's going to take us and he's going to allow us to be great in his will and great in his work. And that's what it's all about. Whatever you do for Christ is what's going to last, what's going to stand through the test of time. Don't worry about trying to make people happy all the time, because you're not going to be able to do it. Don't worry about trying to have everything that comes out in the store, because at the end of the day, you're wasting your time. But know that only the things that you do for Christ will last. And most importantly, know that what you do for Christ always has a 100% return policy, which means that God is going to bless you for your effort. He's going to bless you for your hard work. Going to bless you for your diligence, for your consistency, for your perseverance, for your ability to overcome and still be able to carry out his will in other things. So we thank God for those who continue to do that. Once again, this is Rev B, Pastor's Aid. Amen. If you're looking for another voice tonight, Pastor Kayson, Pastor C, as we like to call him, he is out this evening preaching, but we know that he's going to be checking in with us hopefully soon, hopefully within the first hour before we're done here. And he's going to tell us some good things about today, this afternoon. We know that he is a very powerful preacher, anointed man of God. We know that those who are in his presence and this right now are being blessed by the word that he is bringing forth. But he is going to check in with us later on this evening. And so for those of you who are waiting on him, just ride a little bit more with Rev B. Amen. And we're going to get through this thing together. And hopefully the next hour, Pastor C and I will be able to bring it on home. Once again, we do want to thank all of you all who continue to support us here at Pastor's Aid CBC. We want to thank all of you all who continue to listen to us on Fridays and Sundays, whether you're listening live or whether you go back and you listen to the archive episodes. We want to thank you all for your continued support, and we thank you for your continued prayer during these infancy stages of here at Pastor's Aid CBC. But truly, we know that the hand of God is moving, and we want to thank God for all of you who continue to pray for us and continue to keep us lifted up in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for your support. As I go back and look at the numbers, it seems that we're getting more and more listeners and more reviews every week. So now we see that that the plant is starting to grow a little bit. So we thank God for those of you who are able to listen, for those of you able to go back and listen to the archive episodes. We thank you for doing that too. And just to know that if you did not hear us from the beginning, you've only been on the air for maybe about 20 minutes. But if you want to hear tonight's episode from the beginning, know that approximately about 9:30, you'll be able to go back and hear and listen to the archive episode of tonight's show in its entirety. And of course, if there are other episodes that you missed, like our Mother's Day episode on last Sunday, or our episode for Friday night where we broadcast live from the heart of God, you're more than able to go back and listen to those as well. So we encourage you all to go back and listen to some of that information that has been passed on. And of course, as you know, here at Pastor's Aid CBC, we're all about making sure that we have the connection, amen, to the various resources in our community. And of course, we know that maybe in the next couple of weeks we will, amen, be having Pastor Wally, amen, come hopefully to the Heart of God Baptist Church. It's there. He's going to do first aid and CPR training for those of you who might be interested in that. And, of course, don't forget, we're going to also try to get the mammogram bus over to one of our various locations there if women are interested and receiving a mammogram for free. Amen. They're offering free mammograms. This is your opportunity to get tested. Amen. One thing we do know is that our African-American women are dying at a much higher rate from breast cancer than any other race of women in this world. But the sad part to say is that African-American women are the least diagnosed, which means that the breast cancer is not commonly found in African-American women as it is in white American women. But the problem is that we're not taking in the precautions like we should. So we just want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to go out and to get the resources that we want you all to do. Amen. I believe this might be Pastor Kayson. Let's check and see if he's live. Let's check and see. Pastor's Aid. Let's check and see if this is Pastor's Aid. Good evening, Pastor's Aid. May I help you? think that might have been Pastor Fee calling in. We want to see if he will call back in one more time and check in with us. But once again, for those of you who are listening tonight, if you want to call in, don't forget the number is 347-324-5569. And of course, you can also follow us here on Twitter. Amen. PACDC 316. PACDC 316. So that's PACDC 316 for those of you who would be interested in calling in tonight. So please, ma'am, and please, sir, call in if you like. If you want to get in touch with us, please let us know. And once again, we do want to thank the Heart of God Baptist Church for the great work that they did this weekend and having their free day on Saturday and their Family and Friends Day this morning at 9:30. We thank God for them for the great work that they continue to do. So truly we thank God for them. I believe we have a caller here. Hello, caller, you on the air.
Rev B.
What's up, Pastor C?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing?
I'm blessed, man.
Good. I must have just talked you up. I said hopefully he'll get in touch with us in a few minutes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. I was just talking about the great works that happened this weekend over at the Heart of God with the free day, and of course we were talking about the Family and Friends Day, and of course we're talking about some of the other venues that will be taking place over at New Birth this weekend. So we were talking about the car wash on Saturday, and we were just throwing a plug for our evening service mm-hmm. next Sunday. And I believe the God will be over there with us as well for that evening service. So we're truly excited about that. And we were just talking about how God's blessing, amen, how God's blessing through our work not only can just affect us here locally and within our communities, but how it's able to go international and global and worldwide. And that's one thing.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. We realized that, you know, yesterday we talked about the young lady who said she was going to take what she had and she was going to take it all the way back to West Africa. Amen.
Thank
God for those blessings that, you know, when we plant small seeds, amen, it's no telling how God's going to allow that seed to grow and where he's going to take it. Because when that thing gets full blossom, it can reach people all over the world. And that's what it's all about, is to know that when we just plant a little seed, that it can take us a very, very long way. So, Pastor C, how was everything this afternoon? Give us a little update.
It was awesome over at Werf Bauer Baptist Tabernacle in Fisher Heights, Maryland. And it was a powerful evening. We were there to help them celebrate their music ministry and how their music ministry has been going for 21 years. And their subject was, their scripture was Haggai, the second chapter, verse 9. And it dealt with how that the latter blessing was going to be greater than the former blessing. And our subject was trouble doesn't last always.
Amen to that.
People get back in touch with the way things God has intended for it. What happens is you begin to start opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing. And so when the enemy and economic times seemed hard, it took them 15 years to get the temple to a certain place. But when God sent the prophet Haggai, what happened was in 4 years they completed it, and that's because they focused in on what God would have them do, and they allowed themselves to stop being consumers and building their own houses. They became resources for God to use them, and they were able to complete the temple in 4 years. It had been 15 to get to a certain place, but it was an awesome thing to see that what God can do when we become resources for him and how fast he can do it. This was our first outreach at that new location at 7100 Chesapeake Road. And just from that first time, he blessed us that we were able to become a resource, and that resource blossomed and boomed and went international in just that one time. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people to become a resource so God can take that resource and begin to show himself mighty throughout this world.
Amen. And you know, that's a very powerful statement that you said there, Pastor C, is that, you know, oftentimes, I believe I said this on yesterday too, that we put God in a box as to what he can do, you know, and we put limits and we have expectations on what God can do for us and what God can do through us, but we know that God exceeds all limitations and all expectations. And the prime example is just what you just said on yesterday, how just someone bringing something on yesterday, just out of the kindness of their heart, is now going to be able to go all the way to the other side of the world and be a blessing to somebody else. And that's what it's all about, you know. And sometimes the little things that we do, Doc, will go a very long way, you know. And we don't always have to do the great things or the supernatural or the super powerful things. But sometimes the little things is
that's
what
right.
you do over. And those little things is what goes a long way. You know, I tell people sometimes all you need is just somebody to pray for you or somebody to give you an encouraging word or somebody to lift up your spirits and just say, you know, everything is going to be all right. And those things are what stick with you. You know, when you go through something in your life and you have some trials and some tribulations, that you remember, you know, the comfort of your brother and your sister and those who stand in your corner and say, I'm here, you know. And you know, there was a passage, Pastor C, in the book of Job, said that when he was going through, that they all came and they just sat with him. They didn't say anything for a whole month, you know. And sometimes that's the kind of support you need, where you don't need nobody to say nothing. You just need to know that somebody's in your corner as you're going through. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And, you know, like you said on yesterday, you know, it was just a blessing to hear the testimonies and to hear, you know, how many people that came out yesterday came back for the Family and Friends Day today. Amen.
Yeah, so there's a young man and his wife, they came for Family and Friends Day with his three children. And we were preaching from the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter, and 13 to 4 chapter, that God is looking for people to become prepared and be prepared to be used by God. And the message blessed him so much, he said that the blessings that he got on yesterday, he was going to bless somebody else with a little bit of what he had. So he wants to become a resource. And so it was just powerful just to see how that enlightenment of people to know that they're resources and to know, and we were telling people that when you open up your hand, you open it up to give and to receive. But if you keep your hands, your fists closed, you can't give or receive.
That's right.
And just that kingdom principle of giving, it shall be given unto you. You have to open your hand and become a resource. And when you are running low, God will fill you up. And then he'll fill you up in overflow, and then you can begin to start blessing other people. And that touched them today, and they definitely wanted to give back, and they plan on coming back and getting involved and seeing how God can use them. So just that little bit of time on yesterday has already spawned 5 or 6 people that are willing now to become resources for the wellness of the community.
Amen. And, of course, you know, we thank God for the great work that you all are doing over at the Heart of God Baptist Church. And, of course, we're going to try to follow up over at New Birth, and we're going to try to get those same things up and running. And, of course, Pastor C and myself, you know, we're putting out a challenge, amen, to all of the pastors in the community to open up your doors and to have a free day and let it be an opportunity to be a blessing to the community. Amen. So that people can see who those people are in that church over there in your community that seems to always have the door closed. So this is kind of like your coming out party, you know, where you say, okay, we're here now, and we want you all to know exactly who we are and what we do, and this is what we're all about, you know. And like you said, you know, as children of God, you know, our worship goes beyond the church walls. You know, our churches shouldn't even have walls, because it's really not even about what we do on Sunday, but our true service is what we do Monday through Sunday when we're out in the community, and that's where it shows there. We can go to church every Sunday and put on the front like no other, but our true worth is what is seen when nobody else is watching, or what is seen when folks don't know that we're Christian. How do we act then? So that right there is a testimony within itself, when you're still able to maintain and keep your identity in Christ, even when the surroundings have changed. You know, a lot of times we're like chameleonaires, you know, we just blend in with those who are around us, you know. So whatever it calls for, that's the identity or the shade that we take on. But a true Christian, amen, a true worshiper never loses their identity despite their situation and their circumstances, that they do remain true to who they are and to whom they're serving. So we thank God for that. And Pastor C, you know, we're glad you're here with us. Amen. You know, Red B had to hold it back.
I know Red B. Red B, another thing, we wanted to give you an update on this workshop that we're planning as far as end-of-life preparation.
Okay.
Word Power, they also own a funeral home in the area.
Okay.
Bishop McLaughlin, he is willing to hold a information session, whether it be a Heart of God, whether it be a Word Power Baptist, whether it be at New Birth or wherever. So we're talking with him this week, trying to narrow down a time and a place where this information can be given. Was talking to his wife, who was also in the business. She said that a lot of times when people individually deal with insurance companies, it takes them forever to get their money. But they said because they know the business, that they have the ability to turn it around within 48 hours, which was awesome to have someone that knows how to deal with insurance companies to be able to turn that around. And that is a great relief off the family. And to have that resource and that expertise, I'm excited about getting together with Bishop McLaughlin and Pastor Owens of Canaan Baptist Church and just sharing this information. This is one of our first workshops or learning center or information resource time, and we're really trying to nail it down. We want to get in touch with as many people as possible because, as we said on earlier shows, death is the great equalizer. It doesn't care what your social or economic status or background is. It is something that affects everyone that has been born into this earth, into this world. And so that information right there just is so powerful to know that there's resources out here that will help aid in that time of your life. And people, for some reason, we like to act like it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room that we don't see, or the 220-ton elephant in the room that we don't see. And
that's right.
We definitely have to get this out there. We definitely have to get people to come out and start making preparation. Making preparation will help during that time of bereavement, during that time of having to get things together under such duress, that when you prepare, you can go someplace and pick up a folder and have an understanding of someone that can be your advocate, that can help turn insurance companies around and get things in order. It's such a benefit to have that type of resource.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it can be a very long, drawn-out process. And, of course, you know, the longer process is, the more stressful it becomes and the more burden that it begins to put on the family to try to have to speed up the process and to get everything done. But, of course, if you're able to work with someone who knows the nuances and the ins and outs of dealing with insurance companies and being able to get that money released as soon as possible and working with funeral homes to make sure that everything is done within a proper time frame, it puts less burden on the family. And really, it allows the family just to be able to go through the grieving process and start the healing process. But because things have not been done in the proper order, or they haven't taken the necessary precautionary steps, which is to have stuff in place and to know where stuff is, of course, you know, that process becomes even that much more drawn out. And, of course, you know, the longer it takes, the more stressful it becomes. And then, of course, the bickering and the fighting and all of that starts to begin to stir up in the family, and then nobody's happy. And then when you finally get to be able to get to the service, then the families are so distraught and upset with each other.
Right.
Can't even have a decent home going service,
right,
because the families bickering within each other, you know. And, of course, you know, all of that can be eliminated with just taking the necessary precautions of being prepared for death. Because, like you said, it's the elephant in the room that nobody ever wants to talk about. But, you know, that death is something that comes upon all of us, and it's something that we have to go through and something that we have to experience, something that those who will be behind need to be prepared for, you know.
Absolutely.
So the best thing to do is that we as individuals need to make sure that we have as much as we can prepared and mapped out, so that in case of our death, especially if it's an untimely death, the folks who will be responsible for taking care of our final arrangements will have a much easier process. So we're truly thankful for those over at McLaughlin Funeral Home who are going to be setting up workshops. And, of course, we know that the more you know, the more empowered you become, and the more empowered you become, that makes the journey a little more easier when you have those resources with you to help you in times such as death.
Absolutely. And we're going to try to get that nailed down this week. We're going to be talking with those two pastors, trying to nail that down as soon as possible. Tell me about what's going on this summer. I know you were talking to me earlier about some summer camps. What's going on with the summer camps that you were talking about?
Yes, we know that school in PG County and surrounding counties will be getting ready to close probably, I believe, June 8th and June 12th, respectively. I know PG closes on June 8th. I believe Montgomery County schools close on June the 12th. But one thing that we do know is that a lot of families don't have any type of plans for their kids and their children for the summer. So a lot of them just stay at their house, stay in the home, and it's just basically winding up getting into trouble, because, you know, you often say an idle hand in mind is the devil's workshop. And so we did want to encourage folks if you wanted to get some information, please go on to either the Maryland National Capital Planning Park and Parks and Recreation Commission, and there they will lead you through the various day camps and summer camps that they have. Some of them you do have to pay for, but they do have some free camps, and those are called the summer playgrounds, and I believe they will probably start a week after school lets out for the summer. And for the most part, those camps run from about 9 to 3 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. They are free, and most of them are located probably at the various elementary schools in your community. So if your child attends a certain elementary school in PG County or Montgomery County, you know, you can go onto the commission websites and look and see if they'll be having a summer playground at your child's school. And, of course, the only things that they will probably have to pay for would just maybe be trips to the pool, trips to Kingdom, trips to Six Flags. But Other than that, from 9 to 3 every day, there'll be, you know, places for them. There'll be a camp for them to go, and the only thing they need to do is bring their lunch. And for the most part, those camps are free, and they run from the beginning of June all the way until the week before school opens. So 2 months. So parents, if you don't have any place to send your child to during the summer, please get in touch with your local park and planning commission and find out the very activities that are going on, especially the summer playgrounds. They do also offer summer day camps, but those you do have to pay for. But, of course, you know, our motto is we like for things to be free first before we tell you to go somewhere and to start paying. But we do know for a fact that the summer playgrounds are free from 9 to 3 every day, and they run from the beginning of June all the way up until the middle of August, which would be about the week before school opens. So please check those out. And, of course, we're going to try to get my good friend, Anika O'Neill, who works for the Park and Planning Commission, and she is responsible for teen activities. And also, just to let you know, especially for our teenagers, that not only do they have day camps for the younger children who are elementary, but they also have what they call teen watch nights. Those will be watch night programs that run from approximately 8 to 12 at your various community centers, where young people who don't have anything to do in the evening can go to the various community centers and play basketball, play football, play various activities and sports, and there'll be a lot of different things going on. But that is the teen watch night, and those will also be taking place during the summer as well. And those will be in the evening, and they're strictly towards our high school students, because we know that the high school students during the summertime, they like to stay out late, Doc.
And yeah.
That's where they get into a lot of trouble. So those are activities that young people can look to get into for the teen watch night. And of course, you know, our elementary school children, there's the summer playground that will be held during the day. So please, ma'am, please, sir, if you have children that don't have any plans for the summer, please check out those resources, because we want this to be a safe summer for our teens.
Yes. Yes.
We don't want any senseless killing or senseless random acts of violence or anything. We want our children to be safe. And so we, Pastor's Aid, we want to try to do as much as we can as well to keep our young people active as much as possible by having various activities going on in the church. So hopefully, Doc, you can get these summer concert series up and rolling as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And we wanted to definitely thank my brothers Kiefer for this past weekend. They were in full effect on Friday, and it was an awesome blessing. And I know that many people are enjoying it, and they enjoyed. We played the CD back during the May Free Day on Saturday, 19th. And many people enjoy the music, and we want to get you guys back out there possibly next month and have you guys be our headliners, our first summer concert headliners with some young men that came to our church today who are musicians, and they're excited about it too. So I'm ready to kick it off real soon. We're just going to come over to Heart of God Baptist Church, and we're just going to open the doors and let people flow with their musical talents. It's going to be awesome, Rev B, to see this new energy flow through the communities, all because people are making resources available. When people have resources, like a free concert where they can just come in, don't have to pay anything, sit down, listen to some good music, enjoy themselves, and just smile, and just to reap the benefit of that resource, it makes a difference in your community. And this is the point that we're trying to get off. There's so many resources, so many things that we can do for the wellness of our community. And someone can come in and you have a nice summer night just to enjoy the music and the pouring out of the spirit of people singing and rejoicing. That brings about wealth. That brings about health to your psyche, to you mentally, to you physically. And it's such a powerful thing, but we have to get these things out to people so they really, really can begin to start experience that wellness and experiencing that good health and that good sense of community of, you know, people working together, caring for each other and looking out for each other and wanting to have a well community and a well life. That's what it's all about. So when you bring those things out, like reach out, outreach programs, we bring things out like the free concerts. Like I said, people were grooving to the music. We were playing it through the speakers, like you guys were right there out in the parking lot. And then to bring you guys out and have you do it live along with some other groups, it's just going to be fantastic, man. So I'm excited about it. I'm the type of person, Red B, that I don't just like to talk about it. I like to get it done. Just like we got it done through the help of the Lord on Saturday and on Sunday, we want to get this summer concert up and going, and we want to do it real soon.
That's right. We want to make it happen as soon as possible. And, you know, like we said, my brother's keeper, you know, we're always down for whatever. But, you know, whenever you need us, we're going to be there because, you know, I was just talking earlier that, you know, we just love what we're doing and we love to just minister unto God and just have a good time in the Lord, and that's what it's all about. And we want everybody to be blessed by our music, amen. It's you know, we're not doing no cover tracks or nothing. It's just all original. It's all original material. We just put our words to it, and it flows, and it's just a nice, you know, we got our own distinct sound. I mean, you really can't even say what it is. It's just something that just, when you hear it, you just hear it, and it catches you, you know. So we just,
yeah,
just thank God for, you know, for the ministry that He has given us, and of course, you know, we thank the heart of God for opening up their doors for us. And of course, we know that we'll be back there in a couple of weeks. I think we'll be there on June 15th for the youth explosion. But we're hoping that before the end of June is over, that we can maybe get a Friday night, summer night Friday concert in there. For
absolutely.
Of June is over, maybe we can get together and get a couple of other groups to come in and to perform, maybe some singing groups and various things. But we just want to lift up the name of the Lord and to have a good time, because that's what it's all about. And we know that whatever we do in the presence of God is always going to be a blessing. And there's no better place to be on a Friday night than in the house of the Lord.
And it brings about, again, it brings about that sense of well-being to people to be able to have that ministry to you. And you're sitting there listening to the music, singing along, and it does something to you. You feel good. You feel positive. And you need more and more of that in your community. We've got to start overflowing our community with this type of resource so that people can start healing, so people can start feeling better about themselves and about their community and what's happening, because, you know, there's so many negative things that are going on. And there were some people that came, Rev B, to the outreach on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And they just said they felt the love. They felt the love. They felt the presence. And some people just hung around. They couldn't leave because it was just so good. They were just like, it was like they were embodied. And people were saying they couldn't believe it. They just... It just made them feel so good, and that's what you heard over and over again, that they just really couldn't believe. And
that's right.
And I'm just saying to myself, what has taken us so long to say that we want to be a resource and we want to look out for the wellness of our community and not charge anybody? What has taken us so long to catch on to this concept?
That's right. And, you know, that's what the community needs. They're looking for something to reach out to, you know, and there's nothing there. You know, the church used to be a place where people could reach out to. They could go to the churches and experience, you know, the things that they desire. But, you know, the churches have almost now become confined to just who their members are, you know, and there's still a need for people in the community. And that need can be met through the church. You know, the church has so many resources and so many different things that it can do for the community. And just on yesterday, it was evident to see that, you know, people still have a desire to feel the presence and the power of the love of God that is shown by people who are in Christ. You know, we are to be the model citizens. You know, we ought to be the ones, you know, who are teaching people how to live right and how to do things the right way. But we've gotten so caught up that people don't look to the church like they look to, because now they say, you know what, they just like everybody else in the world. Why do I need to go there? But we want the communities and the surrounding areas to know that there's still some good people who are still about
and
doing
and
the
I
work.
And I want to give a shout out to Giant Food Corporation, the Giant Food in Largo. They gave for the hot dog. They gave us a contribution of the hot dogs for the summer free day. So that type of thing is just waiting to happen. It's waiting to happen. The Giant is like, okay, you're ready. Costco has told us when the process we need to go through for them to contribute. And you know, those resources are out there, and we just have to be at a point where we're willing to say, hey, all of us work together. We can bring about a wellness environment and atmosphere that hasn't been seen in a long time. And everybody doesn't have to do a whole lot, like you were saying earlier, that you don't have to do great big things. But if everybody just does a little, that would make such a huge difference. And we thank Giant Food for that, what they did. It made a huge difference. And so kudos to them. Shout out to them. The managers over there just were wonderful. And we just want everybody in our community to know that you can play a part. This is not just a me thing or a you thing, but it's a we thing. And when everyone begins to start doing that, watch what will happen. Watch what will happen. Watch how lives will be changed and blessed, and watch how this spirit of wellness will begin to start flowing through our community.
That's right. And, you know, the sad part about it is that all we need to do is take the first step, and God will do the rest. But we're so scared to take that first step. And when we take that first step, you begin to see how God will open up the doors in your life and how he'll begin to do so many things. But we as churches in the community, we have to take that first step out on faith and make it happen. You know, like you already, just because we've taken a step here at Pastor's Aid, we already see how the doors are opening just in less than a month's time. Already doors are opening, opportunities are opening to do different things and to meet with different people. And all it does is take one step of faith and to trust God, and he'll do the rest. And that's what it's all about. You know, we shouldn't have any excuses. You know?
None.
We don't have no excuses. We don't have no excuses for anything when it comes to doing the work of the Lord. There are no excuses. You know, there's nothing to say that will say, oh, I can't do this for the Lord or to help somebody else. There's no excuse. All we got to do is take one step, and God will take the rest, and he'll order our steps, and he'll lead us in the right direction. He'll put the resources exactly where we need them to be. He'll put us in places where we can meet people who will be a blessing to who we're trying to. And it's just simple as that. Take one step, and God will do the rest.
Absolutely. And like I said, there are companies, and we're going to be walking up and down that 450 corridor and just having our hand open and being a resource and watching people be resources for us. And And as we do that, we're anticipating that whole corridor is going to experience a change of wealth. We're anticipating that in a great way. When people get excited about that type of thing, it spreads fast. It spreads quick, and we have to just like you said, take that first step. And when you take that first step, watch what happens. Watch what happens, and everyone benefits. Everyone benefits from this process of reaching out and letting people know that. There's a lot of things out there that are positive. There's a lot of things out there that can help us collectively and individually. Everything is not to the detriment of society, and we have to be that catalyst that is energized to bring this to our community.
Amen, amen. Pastor C, well, we have wrapped up our first hour here. And we want to thank you for getting in with us before the first hour was up. And once again, we want to thank all of you all who are listening with us tonight on Blog Talk Radio / Pastors A. Don't forget once again that you can reach us this evening at 347-324-5569 if you want to listen in, or if you want to have a question or comment, you can do that as well. And don't forget that we are on Twitter. If you want to leave us a message on Twitter, it's PACDC316. We're going to take a break for about 2 minutes. And, of course, we have one of the hottest gospel tracks there is right now, Pastor C, which is called Love Somebody. The way that God loves you. We'll be back in approximately 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Archives and listen to the very shows that we have done here at Pastor's Aid. And truly, we do, Pastor C and myself, we do want to say thank you all for the love and the support you all continue to give this show. I look at the Pastor C, and it seems like we're getting more and more listeners each and every week. So we thank God for that. Amen. I saw the printout, and it looks like the graph is just going in the right direction.
Yeah.
So we thank all of you all who continue to listen in live. We thank you for those who go back and listen to the archive episodes. And most importantly, we just thank you all for your feedback. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your prayers as we are pursuing this ministry that God has called us to, which is to go out and to be a blessing to the community. And, of course, Pastor C is live with us. He was out earlier preaching, and we thank God that he was able to go preach. And then he was able to get back across town and get in with us here on the radio. So we're glad to have him. And for those of you who are just joining us, we wanted you to know that we had a very blessed weekend. Amen. On Friday, Heart of God Baptist Church went into the community and passed out over 200 flyers, letting people know about the May Free Day, which was on yesterday from 11 to 3. And we thank God for all the people who came out and were blessed, whether you came to give or you came to take something to be a blessing to somebody else. We thank God for that. And we even thank those who came out and found themselves a church home. We thank God.
Hey, come on now.
We thank God for those who found themselves a church home and for those who came and showed up for Family and Friends Day over at the Heart of God at the 9:30 service this morning. So we thank God for those of you who came out to support that as well. And you know, Pastor C, that's what it's all about, Doc. That's what it's all about.
What it's all about.
Making
it right
in the community and keeping your doors open so that people know that you're there and know that people have a place that they can come and feel supported and feel loved. And most importantly, to have some compassion. You know, the world beats us up so bad most of the time, really all of the time, that we don't feel like we have any place to go where people can feel compassion for us. And so the church, we know, still has some compassionate people where you can go and feel that love of God, and people are not going to judge you for your faults and your mistakes.
Wow.
They're going to forgive you and accept you for exactly who you are. And at the end of the day, it's that you're a child of God. Pastor C?
Well, we're going to try to get one of the young ladies that were out there with us on yesterday to make a phone call, see if I can do this from my end, to see if I can get Mr. Randolph. I don't know if it's going to go through or not.
Okay.
I don't know if you hear anything. If you hear it, let me see if I can.
I'm hearing it. I got you.
Okay.
Hello.
Mr. Randolph.
Hello.
Mr. Randolph.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
This is
a great day.
Pastor Kason and Rev B on the Blog Talk Radio, and we were just talking about the outreach that Pastor's Aid and Heart of God Baptist Church did on Saturday. We were just want to ask you a few questions and see what your thoughts were on.
Well, Pastor, I'm still excited about it. It was such a great event. And it was more than you could imagine. The outpour of the love and the satisfaction of knowing that we were able to give back to the community. That was awesome. There are people out here that are in need, and we were able to provide not a lot, but just enough to let you know that with the little bit that we did, what it would be like if everybody would reach out, touch someone, give someone, and love someone. the Heart of God Baptist Church extended that Saturday to the community. It was wonderful. It was awesome. It was exciting, and it was a blessing. We met people that we'd never met before. They came. They exchanged their love, their views, and how we greeted them with love, and they had never experienced anything with the fact that we gave it away, and
yes,
we fed them. Some of those people were the least of them, and I'm still excited about it. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was a God-given thought that you not only presented to your church, but you were able to carry it out overwhelmingly to the public. And for that, I can say thank you. That with persistence and good leadership qualities that led to a love exchange to a community. You can't get any better than that.
You have any questions for Sister Randolph?
Sister Randolph, good to hear from you this evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Always good to have you on our show. We thank you for being available to talk with us tonight. I wanted to ask you a question. What do you feel is the most important component in outreach? What do you think is the most important thing about outreach? Because we know that what you all did was great yesterday as far as the giving away of the clothes and everything. What do you think the most important thing is about outreach?
Outreach is the fact of being able to reach out to people and share the word of God to our fellow man. And when you can, because you don't know who saves, you don't know who knows the Lord, but you're able to exchange God's word or give them I'll give you a good example. There were two young ladies that came. They did not have a church home, and they did not belong to a church, or they had not given their life to Christ. So we were able to witness to these young women and explain to them the love of God, the importance of giving your life to Christ. With those that had been saved, we were still able to reach out to them in love and exchanging God's word to some hurting people. You can be a Christian and be hurting. And this is the thing that sets out in my mind what God wants us to do, to be able to reach out, touch one, be able to exchange with them or express to them the love of God, which God says we are to do. That is the most important thing that we could do. And the other falls in place all by itself. And out of this, we were able to touch other people in another continent. We were able to touch another whole family that came to church today. They came to church. They kept their word. That was one. Can you imagine what it would be like if we continue this and reach out and touch, reach out and touch? That's what outreach is all about. We had all in one. we had it all. We had the Christian music going. In fact, you were on. We played you on the radio.
Thank you for the promo.
we were able to do things that a lot of people would have said was impossible. But reaching out, because someone reached out to us,
yeah,
and we took the same concept and reached out to our community, and look what came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Prayerfully, the things that were given is going all the way to Africa. We never dreamed that. So if everyone just do a little bit, that's just a tidbit.
Just a little bit.
And reaching out, outreach is reaching someone spiritually to save a soul, to heal a pain, to soothe a heart, to comfort a sick, reassure each individual that there's hope in their life.
Yeah.
They can have peace in their life through seeking the love of Christ. That's what he wants. That's what we are doing. And God bless those that came out, trusted us, ate with us, and enjoyed what God had prepared for them through our ministry.
Wow.
We had a wonderful outreach. And it was an outreach because we were able to minister to people, to make them feel comfortable, to make them feel like this is not a handout, this is a love out. This is a love out. Only the love of God can do what we did.
Absolutely.
And we were able to experience it firsthand. Just like he gave our pastor the vision to start Heart of God Baptist Church. That vision has taken us so far until we have to sit back and really examine what we thought was bad. It was not bad. We had some old members that we had four members to come to church today. And those people expressed to us that they had taken what was taught to them at our church and they were able to take it back to others in another church. What does that tell you? That tells you what Pastor Kason did was build up through one vessel to carry God's word to a multitude of other people, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
It's awesome.
It's still, we're where we are, but we have angels out there taking what has been taught to them, spreading it outreach again to somebody
That's right.
That
it's so powerful that
yes,
it's breathtaking, Rabbi. It's breathtaking to see.
Yes, it is.
Just that movement in the community of the love of God, and it's just breathtaking. And I just sit back in awe of when you are obedient to what God has said, that he is so true to his word. It's just awesome.
Yes.
It's just awesome.
Yes.
Rev. B, you got any more comments on that before we let Sister Randolph go?
No, Sister Randolph, thank you for the insight. And, of course, you know, every time you're on the air, you're always a blessing.
Thank you.
Us, and we thank you for all your encouraging words and your words of wisdom. And we just thank God for your spirit. Amen. And we just ask that you be encouraged and continue to lift up the name of the Lord. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. So I just thank God for you.
And I thank God for you. I thank God that you take time out of your busy schedule to be there with our pastor.
Oh, that's my right-hand man. I wouldn't have it any other way.
to help him carry out God's will in his life as
thank
our leader.
You,
and thank you so much. God bless you. God bless the both of you. Be talking to you soon, as they say.
All right.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
Mr. Randolph. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Pastor Greg B. I thank you for all your help, man. You're the right man for the job, brother. You're the right man for the job.
Oh, just thank you for letting me ride, brother. I always thank you for just the opportunity to be able to, you know, work with people who are on the move for God and who are about doing, you know, different things and making things happen in the community. That's what it's all about, you know. And I just thank God for that, you know. And just even since we've been working together, you know, I've just seen that the hand of God moving within my ministry and just the opportunity that beginning to open up. So, you know, and like we say, the more we continue to do for God, the more he's going to bless us in return. And it's not even that we even looking for anything. It's just that that's just how good of a God we serve.
That's the kingdom principle.
That he blesses us when we see that, you know, we're doing for him. You know, so he's just returning the favor, as they say. So we thank God for
that's
that. Pastor C, we wanted to make a phone call.
I'm going to try to make a phone call right now.
We're going to try to get Sister Demita from New Birth on the phone. We're going to try to call her right now.
Okay. Anybody who wants to call in, they can always call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And you can catch our show about a half hour after we go off the air at 9:30 at Pastor's Aid. That is blogtalkradio.com/Pastor's Aid. That's blogtalkradio.com/Pastor's Aid, and you can get the archive show on demand anytime you want to listen to it. And again, we thank everyone for all your support and all your prayers and all your willingness to participate and be resources. Also, we are on the Twitter that is PACDC. 316. That's PACDC 316. It is on Twitter.
Trying to get this phone call in, Pastor C. Bear with me for 1 second.
That's all right. Still working on the phone line.
Doc trying to get the caller in. Hopefully they you will hear it ringing in a second here.
we're working the first time in two different locations. So
yes, sir.
this is interesting, but we thank God for the technology. that we're able to do it in two different locations. That's just the beauty. And as you go forth and do the right thing and doing the work of God, that He'll make things available for you to continue the work. And that's what's so awesome about it. So we're glad about that.
Amen. We do thank God for that, for the opportunity to be in two different places at the same time and still be able to communicate and get the show done. So we thank God for the technology, amen, that we're still able to be in two different places and still be able to get the will of God done. So we thank God for that, and we thank all of you all for your patience and bearing with us here.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try a line over here, see if I can get through on a line over here. See what's going on. Oh, I got somebody. Let's see what's going on. This is Misha. See if he's going to pick up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Misha. This is Misha.
Who is calling?
This is Pastor Kayson and Reverend Stewart.
How are you? Hi, Pastor. How are you?
We're doing good. We give you a shout. We got Reverend Stewart with us on the radio tonight.
Hey, Reverend Stewart, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
I was calling
to just get some feedback from you from our May 3 day on yesterday.
Oh, okay. So I had a wonderful, wonderful time. But it started on Friday night when we passed out the flyers, and we walked up the hills and down the hills and put flyers on people's cars, and I was just blessed because yesterday this gentleman and his wife came out with their two children, and by my surprise, my sister says, come here, I want you to meet somebody. And so she introduced me to the gentleman, and he said, well, you put a flyer on my car, and that was the only flyer I saw in the block. And it was meant for me to come today. And so I was grateful that I was a blessing to them. And they actually came out, and they were really excited about what we were doing.
Amen.
And they came to church today. And so it's been a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend.
Reverend B, you have anything you'd like to add, Sister Misha?
Well, number one, thank you for being with us tonight on the show. We always appreciate you being with us. The second, I guess the question I wanted to ask you, why do you feel outreach is so important as far as the church? Why is outreach so important?
Outreach to me is important because it's just what it says it is. We're reaching out to help others that are in need and bring people to Christ. And the word tells us to go out and bring forth those that are lost and not saved. And so that is what I believe, you know, the pastor's vision is for the heart of God, to reach out to those that are lost and are looking and seeking and searching for some help and aid and guidance, you know, to help get themselves and their lives together. And so it's very important that we as a people reach out into the community and grab a hold of these lost souls, because if we don't, we're going to be in turmoil, such as we are right now. And I really, really would like to see all of the churches do some kind of outreach, you know, not just, you know, I know I heard Pastor say before that each church may be doing something different, which would be a blessing to, you know, those that are lost. So that's my take on outreach.
What do you think? What were some of the comments that people were making when they were out there, when they were coming up? Just share with us a little bit about the people that you met on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So there was a young lady that came over, and she has three children. And so she said that they were looking for a church home, and since we were in walking distance, she would try to come over. And then there was another lady, she's from a church right down the street from where we are, And she came over and she said, you all are giving these things away free? And I said, yes, ma'am, we are. She said, well, God bless you all. And so that was a blessing in itself right there. There was a gentleman that came out yesterday, and he just touched my heart. When he walked up, he said, I have a testimony. And he was singing, and he just kept saying, I have a testimony. And when I turned around, I saw that the ministers and deacons were praying with this gentleman, and he was just crying and crying. And he was laying it all at the altar right there in the middle of our giving to the community. And it was a blessing all by itself.
My goodness. My goodness. It's powerful. And Rev B, those are things that people don't see, that it's not just giving away the food and the clothing, but it was making yourself available for prayer and for encouragement and counsel. That is mm-hmm. awesome. And how did that make you feel, Sister Nisha?
Well, Pastor, I was in awe when I saw him crying. It's something about a man crying that just tears up a woman. And so I was just like, Lord, just touch right now, you know, and just in agreement with the prayer from afar, you know, and everybody needs somebody. And it was just a blessing that he was able to come over and be ministered to in such a way that it brought tears to his eyes. So it was a blessing. It was just a blessing.
Wow. Well, Sister Nisha, I know we've had a long weekend. We've had a long day today. But I appreciate you picking up your phone and sharing. Rev B, anything you'd like to share or ask Sister Nisha
before
we let her go?
No, just for that powerful testimony about just being available, because like you said, that's what it's all about, just making yourself to be available to those who are in need. And, you know, sometimes that goes much, much further with folks than, you know, giving them clothes, giving them food. So, you know,
that's right.
A testimony within itself. And hopefully people will take heed to that, is that, you know, they just want to see somebody's face and see somebody's presence. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Well, you have a blessed evening, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you real soon.
All right, Pastor. You guys have a good night as well.
Thank you.
All right,
good night.
Rev B, it looks like that spirit of wellness is getting out there, man.
Yes, sir. I think we got another caller, too. Let me see if we got another caller here.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Who is this?
This is Demita Thomas from New Birth.
Sister Demita, how are you? This is Rev B and
I'm blessed. Hello,
good.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Thank you for listening in tonight. We saw that you called in, and we want to thank you for listening with us tonight here on Pastor's Aid. And Sister Demita is also a member of New Birth, where yours truly is Rev B, and we want to thank her for being with us tonight. Sister Demita, I want to ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, why do you think outreach is important in the community, especially at New Birth Baptist Church?
Okay. Well, first of all, I just think that outreach, no matter where you're located, is essential. God's great commission to us was to go out and make more disciples. And I feel that the church itself, church is not going into a building on a Sunday or a Saturday or a Wednesday, having your 1 to 3 hour service and leaving, locking up, and that's it. I feel like church is so much more. We have to go out and reach out to those that are in need. And if we just limit ourselves to the service that we have within our church buildings, we're not fulfilling that great commission. For where New Birth is located, we're located in a prime area. There are community housing all around us. There are schools surrounding us. And I just feel that those are the people that we need to be going to and trying to minister to and get God's word out, because we can't take for granted the fact that we know God's word and keep it within ourselves. And we can't take for granted the fact that they know it. We don't know what they know until, you know, we go out and we approach them and we try to minister to them.
Excellent. Tell us about some of the outreaches that's going on at New Birth. I know we have a lot of things that are going on in the next weeks, and kind of give us a rundown of some of the things that will be happening this weekend, and of course some of the things that have been planned for the summer, because we definitely want people to know what's happening so that we can get as many people involved.
Okay. Well, first, to just discuss one of the previous events that we had, where we went out and canvassed the neighborhood and gave out cars, you know, just talk to people, pray with them if they needed it. That was one of the things that we have begun to do, and that's something that will be going on throughout the year. Also, there's a car wash that's going to be sponsored by the church on this Saturday. And that just gives us the opportunity to just let everybody know, hey, we're right here on the corner, and at the same time that we're washing your cars, we're going to just give you a little bit of God's goodness. And then also we have a book drive that's going on in the months of May and June. The books that we're collecting from church members or whoever, family and friends, if you have books, if you can donate them, children's books, we'll be giving those books, donating those to the Children Miracle, Children's Hospital. And then also if there are magazines, because, you know, sometimes when the parents go in, they're in there for long periods of time with their children, you know, just to be able to give something, you know, to say that we're doing something, we're helping to do something to improve the lives of others who are in maybe a less fortunate situation than ours. But our goal is to do some type of outreach activity every month. We're going to be also putting together coloring book packets for the children at Children's Hospital. I think in the month of December, we want to try to sponsor, like, a shelter, a women's shelter or some type of shelter, and just have a something where we can just put together Christmas packages and take them over to the residents in a shelter. Just something to bless someone as we've been blessed.
Awesome. Amen. Thank you. And, of course, let them know what's going on this Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m., please.
Oh, how can I forget? This Sunday at 3 p.m., we're having a dance extravaganza, but it's a building fund service, but it's being sponsored by our liturgical dance team. Called the Line of Judah, and basically there's no preaching going on, maybe a praise and worship service, but it's the opportunity for people to express themselves in praise and worship through their dance, through their movements. We're going to have a dance selection by the Line of Judah of New Birth. There'll be a dance selection by the dance group at Nazareth Baptist Church. The men of praise from Heart of God will be with us. They'll be giving us a mime selection. Amen. And also we have Sister Danielle Gray, who's going to be miming. But we just want to let everybody know that, you know, praise is not only in what we say, but it's also in what we do. You don't always have to have someone preaching. The Lord can minister to people through our bodies, through our, you know, the way we express ourselves. So that's something that's free. It's open for all. We invite everybody to come and join us that Sunday at 3 p.m.
All right. Pastor C.
And we're excited about the outreach going on, particularly those items that are going to Children's Hospital. My niece, my sister's daughter, who is Pastor New Verse's husband, First Lady Gregory, they have a daughter who spent several days and hours at Children's Hospital, so they know firsthand what is needed there. So this is an awesome thing for them to give back. And so we're encouraging everybody with coloring books and magazines and books to participate in this, so that those people, while they're going through that time of challenge in their life, that they would be able to have something for the children, something for the parents. So we commend New Birth on that, and we're going to do everything we can to support it and get the word out. Because the resources are out there. We just have to get it out there and get people connected. And so we thank you, Sister Demita, for all that information. We're excited about the car wash and the dance expressions, and the men of praise are excited about it. And we're just getting started in this thing. And so we're looking forward to much, much more in the days to come.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Demita, for calling in. We really appreciate it, and thank you for all of the information that we have, that you've shared with us, and hopefully people will be able to support as much as possible, and we definitely want people to come out this Saturday for the car wash and this Sunday for the Line of Judah. So we look forward to that, and don't forget, New Birth Baptist Church is located 1200 Kirby Street, Northwest, which is right off of New York Avenue. So please, ma'am and please, sir, if you're able to come out on either one of those days, Saturday or Sunday, we will look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much, Sister Demita, for calling
Thank
in.
You.
We'll
Thank
be in touch
you.
With you soon. God bless you.
God bless you all, too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Pastor C?
Yes, sir, Red B.
Yes, sir. We are down to about the last 20 minutes. Time is definitely moving. But we do want to thank all of the callers and the listeners who checked in with us tonight. And once again, for those of you who are listening, if you want to call in, don't forget the number is 347-324-5569. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you know you can leave us a message there. We'll be checking the Twitter throughout the rest of the evening. It's PACDC316, PACDC316. And don't forget that approximately 9:30, which is about 30 minutes after we go off the air tonight, that you will be able to listen to tonight's episode in its entirety in the archives if you missed the beginning of tonight's show. And, of course, if there are any other past episodes that you've missed and you want to go back and listen to those, you're more than welcome to do that as well. And truly, we do thank all of you all who continue to listen each and every Friday from 7 to 9 as well, on Sundays from 7 to 9 as well. Thank you for listening weekly, whether you listen to us live or you go back and listen to the archive episodes. We definitely thank you all for all of the support. And truly, we thank all of you all who have called in tonight with your various testimonies and your various opportunities for outreach that are taking place in your various communities and churches. We thank you all for all of that information. So these resources are helping us to get connected to the community, and we know that there is a dying need for the community, amen, on every hand. And we know that the church should be the leaders in making sure that those resources get into the hands of those who can best benefit from receiving them. So we just thank God for Heart of God Baptist Church, and we thank God for Earth Baptist Church. Amen. And, of course, we're just challenging. We're putting it out there, you know. We want all of the pastors and the churches to step up to the plate.
You hard on pastors. Why are you so hard on? You hard on pastors, Red B. That's right.
You know, if they're gonna talk the talk, Doc, they gotta walk the walk. So we're challenging them. You know, and like we say, it's nothing hard, it's nothing difficult, but like you say, it's just gotta be a willingness to want to do it. And, you know, when you have a willingness to do it, it makes the job.
I feel your compassion on that. Being a minister, I feel your compassion and your passion about that. And that's what it takes to
right.
people
that's
being
right.
passionate,
right.
compassionate yeah. about doing it.
That's right. You have to want to do it. You know, sometimes when you don't have the heart to do it, it makes it feel like you got the weight of the world upon your shoulders. But when it's something that you want to do and you have compassion, you have the love of God, it's not whether you want to do it. It's like, when can I do it? Where can I go to get it done? You know? So you just looking for opportunities to go out and to be blessed, to minister, and to talk unto people. And that's what it's all about. It's about making the difference in lives of people. Because I tell you, you know, it's not really, you know, how much you do in life, but it's really, you know, the lives that you affect and the time that God has given. And, you know, we want to make a good account for ourselves as being children of God. I mean, how many lives that we help bring closer to Christ? How many lives that we help get
my
back?
Goodness.
How many
my goodness.
People have we been a blessing to? You know, that's what it's all about. You know, when they say my name, I want them to say, you know, when I was down, Rev B picked me up, or when I was down, Pastor
mm-hmm,
C picked
mm-hmm.
me out. You know,
yeah,
that's what
yeah.
we want them to say. I don't want them to say nothing else. Oh, he was a great preacher. He could preach. I want them to say, you know what? He helped me. And that's what it's all about. It's all about what we do for our brothers and sisters. So when they pose that question, am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? Yes, I am. And we ought to strive hard each and every day to make a difference in the lives of others. So we are, you know, we're compassionate about that. We are definitely compassionate about that.
Well, I love your spirit, man. I really do. That's why I believe that God placed you as one of the to fulfill this vision. It's awesome. And just got the number from the young man that was at the outreach. I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone. That was Nate Johnson. I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone real quick. I told him I was preaching out, and trying to get back to the radio station. I'm going to see if we can get him on the phone. Hopefully it's not too late. We got a brand new baby over there.
Oh.
Landing over here. Yeah.
Our number is 347-324-5569. If you want to dial in or you got a question to ask tonight, please do. We got about 15 minutes left, and we're going to try to get a few more callers in to let us know.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect.
Please
check the number or code and try again.
The heart of
el número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto. Por favor, verifique el número o código y intente.
All of you all to know that we do have some events going on at New Birth this Saturday. We have a car wash starting at 9:00, and I think we'll be about 1:00. So we want you all to come by and support that as well. And of course, we got a book drive going, and of course, all of those books and proceeds will be going to Children's Hospital. Amen. But we can't.
Amen.
The young children in need, as well as the parents of those young children. So we definitely want to keep them.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
Next Sunday.
Número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto. Por favor, verifique el número o código y intente de nuevo.
We'll be coming through.
Seven.
We'll have the men of praise.
3-1.
Ministry from Nazareth Baptist Church, as well as Sister Danielle, who will come and minister through her mind. So we are truly excited about the great things that are going on. It's going to be another jam-packed weekend. Amen.
Yes, it is. It doesn't seem like your brother Nate. I can't get him right now, but I'm sure he's taking care of that newborn baby.
That's right.
We're going to get him on here soon.
Hopefully we'll get him next time, and hopefully we'll be able to speak to him about the events that occurred for the free day. And, of course, we just thank God for that, because truly it was a blessing. And, of course, like we said, we just thank God for all of you who came out and supported this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're looking to do it all over again next Saturday and next Sunday. Amen. So
And Red B, we also want to let people know that when we do have the May free days or the free days, and we do have special events, that we'll be hitting them up on Twitter and Facebook shortly, that we'll be able to do broadcast live like we did on that Saturday. And so in addition to our Sunday and Friday standard shows, we'll also be able to hit those shows like on Saturdays or whatever when we're having those events like at New Birth and at Heart of God. and spread the word that way.
That's right, that's right. So we definitely want to try to broadcast live Saturday from New Birth and interview some different people in the community and just get people to talk about what's going on. So that way, you know, you can hear it for yourself, not that we're just talking it up, but we're actually in the place and, you know, people can hear what's going on. So we truly appreciate that. And, of course, to know that whatever events that you're doing, whether they're on Fridays, Saturdays, or whatever, you know, we hear pastors.
So we want to put it out there, yeah.
We want to put it out there. And, of course, you know, we would love to come and broadcast live and, you know, interview people and, you know, get a part of the service or whatever, you know, on the air so people can go back and listen to it or listen to it live. Amen. So we definitely just don't want to confine what we do on the air just to Friday and Sunday, but we want to extend it and go out to various places and communities and make things happen. So truly we are excited about the great work that God is getting ready to do. And like I say, you know, if we just take one step, God will
do
the rest. And, you know, when we put it
together. I'm going to see if I can get my bride on the phone. I've listened to the last couple of times. We'll see if I can give her a call. She's been hanging with me all weekend. I'm going to see if I can get her. I don't know if she's got a cell phone on or not. Let's see if I can get her. She must not have a cell phone with her. See if I can catch you on the house phone. We got about 5 more minutes, about 8 more minutes. See if I can catch you on the house phone.
Don't forget 347-324-5569 if you want to call in or if you just want to listen in. CDC 316. Please.
Hello.
It's Lady K-Song.
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing? We're on the
live with
Rev B.
Hello.
Good evening, Sister K-Song. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir, and yourself?
Good. You sound like you had a long day today.
Yes, I did. Had a long week, but it was a blessing.
Tell us about it a little bit. How was it?
Well, it started out Saturday about 8 o'clock in the morning. I was putting clothing together for the outreach for Free May Day. And then the pastor decided he's going to cook hot dogs on the grill. So I decided to help him. So I started cooking hot dogs. I took hot dogs about 2 hours. I think we cooked about 100 hot dogs, which was a blessing. And we gave away hot dogs and chips and sodas, and we touched a lot of people's lives. There was a lot of people who came over from the apartment complex. There was people who came from the spa and beauty salon right there in where the church is. And there was a lot of people who came and were blessed. And the ladies that we spoke with, some of them had children, and saying that they were looking for a church home and that they would come back and visit. They didn't say when, but we told them that the doors are always open and just to come as you are. Yes.
Tell us about today. How was the Family and Friends Day today?
Family and Friends Day was beautiful. We had members who called, members that we hadn't seen in a while, and they all showed up. And the Lord was in the blessing business. The Lord got the glory. We just showed up. He took over.
Amen, 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 amen. Sister K-Son, let me ask you this. So I guess, you know, you all have kind of led the trailblazer for this pastor's aid and making sure that, you know, we got it off to the good start. What was one of the most powerful things that you were able to witness this weekend? What really what really made you say in your mind, you know what, this is God at his best? What did you see to make you say that?
The people came to the outreach, the May Day, and we blessed them with clothing that was free. It didn't cost you anything. Everything was free. And the people were amazed by the clothing and all the other accessories that we had that was free. And they took full advantage of it. One little boy, he got one of the suits off the rack and said that he was going to wear it to his middle school promotion service. And so that was a blessing. He was going to be proud to wear that suit. Yes. So, you know, you just never know what the need is. But if you're there and you can meet that need, it could be materialistic or just have a listening ear and telling them about the Word of God, then you have done what God has required you to do. And it's just a blessing. And the amazing part is that we met so many people.
And that's a good point that you said, is that you never know what need you're going to meet for somebody else. And you know, that is truly, truly a testimony to see that, you know, how somebody who just gave a suit that suit's now going to be used to make somebody's day, so they can go to their graduation. So that says so much, and it speaks so much volume. And we just don't even know how the littlest things that we give go a long way with a lot of people. And that's what it's all about. It's just about blessing folks and meeting the needs of folks. And even when we don't think we have a lot to offer, but in the minds of others, you know, we may give them something thinking it's just a little bit, but those people receive it like it's the best thing that they've ever in their life.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And we truly thank God for all of you all at the Heart of God Baptist Church for your spirit to give. I mean, you know, even when I was there on Friday, I saw bags and bags of clothes. So I knew it was going to be a blessed day because people had already given in the right spirit. You know, you didn't have to twist nobody's arm or threaten nobody or force nobody to give anything. But when people give in the right spirit, we know that God's already going to bless it, and he's going to get the glory at the end of the day. So we thank you, Sister Kayson, for all of the hard work. You know, you were cooking hot dogs and passing
out on that grill
and everything. And then you were there for family and friends day. So we know that you have a well-deserved rest coming up tonight. So we thank you for all of the great work that you all continue to do. And we just thank you for being a blessing in the community. And I'm sure that those people who are in that area of Landover Hills were really blessed by the Heart of God Baptist Church. And the good thing to know is that it's just getting started, that there's more to come. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Yes. Yeah, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all for letting me tell about my story for this weekend. I had a glorious time, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You all have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless you.
God bless you.
So, Rev B?
Yes, sir, Doc.
I tell you, you really had to be there, man. It was just awesome.
Yes, I can just tell by the testimonies that it was something to behold. And I thank God that when the next opportunity comes around, that I would definitely be in the place. So
Amen.
We do once again want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. Thank all of our callers who called in, especially those who were there for the free day at the Heart of God Baptist Church. We thank you for all of your feedback and your testimonies. Amen. We thank you for those, and they were some very powerful testimonies and the things that people need to hear. And, of course, we want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
And, of course, you don't forget that once we are off the air at 9 o'clock, at approximately 9:30, you will be able to listen to the complete archived episode of tonight's show. And, of course, you'll be able to go back and listen to all of the past episodes as well. And so we just thank God for all of the great works. And Pastor C, thank you for all of your hard work and efforts. You've been a preaching man. Still able to get into the radio from Forestville, and I'm up here in Silver Spring, but we made it happen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so we once again, we do want to thank all of our listeners, and as we said, now that you've got the resources, the best thing for you to do now is to get connected.
Get connected.
God bless. Have a good night.
God bless. Talk to
you, Pastor.
Yep.
Have you ever loved somebody?